Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Coming to you this morning from the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studios on the north side of Sioux City, Iowa, in the Indian Hills neighborhood. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, we're going to jump right into it this morning. 1 week ago today, Saturday in the park, kudos to Dave Bernstein, his co-founder Adam Figus, and all the volunteers who make that such a successful event year in and year out. 30-plus years they've been bringing the top outdoor music festival in the upper Midwest to our community, and we're grateful. This morning, we have a first-time guest in studio, Sarah Roll. Sarah serves as the communications director at CNOS. Most of you are familiar with CNOS, located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. Sarah, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thank you, Chris. It's great to be here.
Well, it's very nice to meet you, and I do have some ties to now your married family, going back literally 40 years, and we might get into that a little bit later.
But oh boy.
We're thrilled to have you in studio. Thanks for carving out a little bit of your Saturday morning to spend with us on Grow Siouxland. Over the course of the next half an hour, we're going to get to know Sarah a bit better. We're also going to delve into all of the activities, responsibilities, and growth that CNOS has experienced in the very recent past. And Sarah, as we begin each Saturday morning, we like to give our listening audience the opportunity to get to know our guest. Tell us about where you grew up.
So, Chris, I actually grew up in the Twin Cities in St. Paul, Minnesota. I went to Como Park High School. And
Is that a good hockey school?
Yes, we did have a hockey team. I had nothing to do with hockey. It was too much of a contact sport for
me. It's such a passion up there, though.
It is.
And now it's both. At high school, I guess we refer to them as girls and boys, and when they transition to college, to men and women.
Yes.
But both girls and boys hockey in Minnesota.
We did. We had both. My extent of my experience with hockey was I sold mini donuts at the Wild hockey games. That's about as close as I got.
And JB knows the Wild all too well. Sports director at KSEJ, Justin Barker, a passionate hockey fan. And with the NHL draft just, 48 hours ago, some pretty exciting developments. We'll save that for another program with JB. But what else were you involved with at Como Park High School?
Yes.
Como, not Cuomo.
Como, yes.
Como Park High School in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Yep. So I played golf. My mom actually was my high school golf coach. She used to be able to beat me in golf, but now I've kind of surpassed her a little bit. But she was my high school golf coach. I also ran cross country, or maybe jogged cross country. That was not my forte, but
cross country's hard.
It is hard.
People do not realize, especially the beginning when those kids are sprinting and they're like, it's like, whoa, slow down. We got a couple of miles ahead of us,
yes,
kids.
Yes.
But the really, really good ones, man, like shot out of a cannon.
I know. They're like sprinting the entire race.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. So ran cross country, and kind of if you were a cross country runner, you were also defaulted to a cross country skier. So I also was on the ski team.
Now that's something we don't have in Iowa.
We do not.
Cross country skiing.
Yep.
And was Como Park good at that?
We were. Not me, but we were a good team. It was really dependent on the weather. So if there wasn't snow, we really, you could see us out on the streets running with poles. So it got a good laugh.
You didn't have those fancy, long cross-country skis with wheels on the front and the back?
Not me.
You've seen them, though.
I have.
Yeah, that looks like a heck of a workout.
Yeah, also dangerous.
Especially when they're going uphill.
I know. I couldn't
I don't
do
have
that.
The lung capacity.
Nope. So that kind of took me fall and winter sport, and then golf was really kind of my passion.
How old were you when you started playing golf?
I was 7.
Okay.
My parents put me in golf camp or golf lessons, and I was the only girl, and I would come home crying every single day because the boys were so mean to me. But now it's
you
a good
beat
sport.
Them.
Yep.
Yes. Payback.
Yes, exactly.
So was your mother a good golfer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. My dad, a golfing family, my dad golfed. All of my grandparents golfed. My brother was on the golf team at Cornell College here in Iowa as well, and married a golfer, so it's just kind of in my blood.
Very good. So you married a golfer.
Mm-hmm.
Did your brother also marry a golfer?
No. So that she's the black sheep of the family. Just kidding.
There's one in every family.
Yes.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM. Our guest today is Sarah Rawl. Sarah is the communications director for CNOS, located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. And Sarah, your golf actually brought you to our community. Is that correct?
That is correct. So Todd Sapp was my golf coach throughout the 4 years I was there, and he did a great job recruiting in the Twin Cities. He saw that I was the city champion my senior year, and he was like, we need her in Sioux City at Morningside. So he came up, recruited me, and you know, I wanted to be far enough away from home where my parents couldn't come visit every weekend. But
you didn't want any surprises?
No. But close enough where I could make the road trip home on a weekend if I needed to. So 5 hours was like the sweet spot for me choosing a college, and it was a great fit.
And how many times did you visit campus before you committed to attend Morningside College, now Morningside University?
Yeah, so I actually attended a visit day my sophomore year, which I think maybe a little bit earlier than most. And I attended sophomore year, junior year, and senior year. I don't know if I had commitment issues or I just wanted to come back and visit the campus because it's beautiful.
Now, did you come during the academic year to visit and to observe classes, or did you come to like a golf camp in the summer, or both?
So I did one summer visit, but then I did two visits during the academic year where I stayed with one of the golf team members, and she kind of showed me the ropes, and I went out and played with some of the golf team as well, and it was just, I don't know, it felt like home, or a second home, so kind of just felt right.
And what did you study at Morningside?
So I studied corporate communications with Dave Madsen. It was the first year that corporate communications was an actual major, my freshman year. And so it kind of, they say that business or communications is a major if you are unsure, but it was definitely something with my experience in high school and just different things that I participated in, it just seemed like the right fit for me.
Well, and here you are as a professional years later, actually in a communications capacity. And
yes.
Shout out to Dave Madsen, who does a tremendous job. My question for you is, did you know that he was also Bingo the Clown?
No, I wouldn't have taken that major if I
do
knew that, because I'm terrified. Yes.
You do know.
I didn't participate in his May term, which was like clowning around or something. So
yeah, that. You missed the best class.
Yeah, I don't know.
So tell us about playing golf at Morningside. How'd you guys do?
So it's funny because I think I peaked in my career probably when I won the city championship, and now I'm a better golfer than I was in college, which I like to say I was focusing on my studies.
Excellent response.
But the team, I think one thing that drew me to the team at Morningside was it was a small family. I was able to compete. I wasn't good enough to compete at a D1 school or a D2 school. So Morningside gave me the opportunity to travel. We traveled to Florida for a tournament and just to kind of play all year round. So
that's awesome. And on the men's side, they had their first national champion a year or two ago.
Yes.
So great progress in that program.
Yeah.
What came next after Morningside?
So I actually interned for the Blue Zones project when I was at Morningside. I was the engagement lead, so doing events and social media and kind of communications. And that brought me to Cedar Rapids for a short time with their project, because they also were doing a Blue Zones project over there. And then the YMCA brought me back to Sioux City with a corporate wellness position. So kind of traveling a little bit, and then IBC Insurance kind of after the Y with corporate wellness for 6 years.
So 6 years at IBC, which led to a relatively new position as the communications director at CNOS.
Yes, yep. today marks my 8-week anniversary.
Wow. And I tell you what, they throw you out of the frying pan and into the fire, straight onto the radio to test your communication skills.
Yep. I love it.
So far, you're batting 1,000. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM, 94.9 on your FM dial, where our guest today is Sarah Rawl. Sarah serves as the communications director for CNOS, a specialty surgery center and healthcare organization located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. And after a short commercial break, we're going to visit with Sarah about CNOS, their mission, their role, their responsibility, and their commitment to our Siouxland community. If you miss a past episode, please visit us online at kscj.com or at Powell Broadcasting. You can click on the icon for programming, find the Grow Siouxland menu, and all of our back previous editions are located there. We'll be right back after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Nate Connolly, Bo Bronger, Aaron Hoekstra, Colonel Craig, or Chris Bogan-Reef. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us. Again, on behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, who wears so many hats at Powell Broadcasting, including sports director and scheduler and on-air personality, every morning from 5:30 to 8 a.m. And then he produces Open Line with Charlie Stone from 8 to 9 every weekday, Monday through Friday. JB, we appreciate all that you do, and we also appreciate Sarah Rawl. Sarah Rawl. I want to get that right.
Like
it's
ball.
It's a short O that almost sounds like an A. Sarah Rawl from St. Paul, Minnesota, originally attended Como Park High School in St. Paul, and then was recruited to play golf at Morningside College, now Morningside University, before a couple of professional stints that ultimately led to her current role as the communications director at CNOS in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. And before we jump into everything that's taking place at CNOS today, Sarah, tell me a little bit about your family. You mentioned your family up in St. Paul, but you have family here now.
Yes. So I'm married to Nick Rawl, who works at Thompson Electric, and he's been there over 20 years now. That has been his lifelong career, which I'm very proud of him for that. I feel like that's not super common these days. But we live in the Whispering Creek area where we golf way too often. And we have a famous neighborhood cat, Pete the Cat. If you've heard of those books, he's a blue cat in the books, but our cat's white and he's known around the neighborhood. So,
and that's your cat.
Yes.
Pete the Cat. Yep. I didn't know we had a famous cat in Whispering Creek named Pete the Cat, but you learn something every day. Shout out to your husband, Nick. I know Nick and grew up playing ice hockey with his brother, Shane. That goes back literally 40 years, maybe further than that. And also a shout out to our friends at Thompson who do a great job, led by Skip Purley and Renee Boyu. And they've been strong supporters of the Siouxland Chamber for a long time, and we're very, very grateful. Now transitioning to your current role and responsibility. I know you've been with the organization for a short period of time, but what initially attracted you to your position and the CNOS organization?
Yeah, so with my previous role, I was actually I headed up the wellness program at CNOS, so I was very involved with the team as a whole and the organization and the company. And it just, when you walk into CNOS, the energy is just really great. The leadership team is amazing and just led by a lot of great people. And I am one for just surrounding yourself with good energy and good people. And that's what kind of brought me to CNOS.
And you've been there 8 weeks now. Is the organization and the challenges of the role and responsibility meeting your expectations?
They are. They're exceeding. I have been just kind of thrown into the fire, and I wouldn't want it any other way.
And a lot of people hear CNOS. They may not understand what that stands for, what the mission of the organization is. Could you address both of those for us?
Yes. So CNOS stands for the Center for Neurosciences, Orthopedics, and Spine. So it's a mouthful, so that's why we go by CNOS. But our mission is to really just provide specialty care to the community so we can meet the needs of all community members where they're at. And we really try to provide those specialty care services to, we want to bring those closer to home. So bringing those to places like Fort Dodge, Denison, those smaller communities as well. That's our goal.
And you say that your mission is to provide specialty care to meet community needs closer to home. How does that manifest itself on a daily basis, and what kinds of healthcare services are provided?
Yeah, so we are growing, as you probably know, but services such as specialty neurosurgeries. We have an urgent care that specializes in orthopedics, which is available at our Dakota Dunes location from 7 to 4 on the weekdays. We provide general surgery. Another specialty service that we now provide is dermatology, which I know is hard to find and hard to get into, but now we're able to provide an even more expanded amount of service in that department as well in South Sioux City.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest is Sarah Rawl. She serves as the communications director for CNOS, located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. And you mentioned that you're growing, and we've seen in our Siouxland community an awful lot of merger and acquisition activity from your organization in the last probably 6 to 12 months. Kudos to your leadership. Shout out to Nolan Lubarski, because there was not a hint of that in the community anywhere.
No.
The Siouxland Chamber usually gets a wink and a nod and a whisper on some of the things that are taking place quietly behind the scenes, even confidentially in the community. This thing was way under the radar screen. And as I said, kudos to the folks who kept this so quiet. But you've had some really big announcements in the last year. Tell us about them.
Yeah. So between the start of 2022 and the start of 2023, our organization will almost have doubled in size, bringing on Tri-State and soon in the coming year, Midlands as well, which will be Midlands Specialty Services and Midlands Cosmetics and Dermatology as well. So going from about 200 employees to 400 plus employees, we will grow to over 40 physicians and over 10 specialty services.
It's really remarkable. And I know that frequently people will refer to the larger hospital organizations on the Iowa side in St. Luke's Unity Point and Mercy One. But I also know that many of the people with CNOS say, well, don't forget us. We are a specialty healthcare provider and hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with multiple locations, even just within the community. You're driving down the interstate, you see that kind of funky looking gray building over by Target, and that's our Morningside Clinic, north side, now with South Sioux City, and then now with soon to be multiple clinics actually in the dunes as well.
And you also mentioned earlier Fort Dodge. So CNOS isn't just growing in the metro, but they're growing and reaching out in the entire Siouxland region.
Yeah, so we have professional service agreements with other hospitals in the tri-state area, Fort Dodge being one of them. We are actually soon to be providing neurology at Fort Dodge. So our PSA with Fort Dodge at Unity Point will also be providing that community and the surrounding areas with even more specialty care as well. So.
And I think one of the things that a lot of people in the community know CNOS for is the training that you provide to local high schools and the trainers per se. Tell us about that program and how important it is to CNOS to be involved with young people and their families and making sure that they're properly cared for as they're growing and competing in high school sports?
Yeah, so we, CNOS provides athletic trainers to the community high schools and actually the colleges as well. And so just to have local providers and local people providing that service, it just means even more to those individuals that are playing those sports. They know they have reliable care coming from the local community. And a lot of them are actually graduates or alumni from those schools, which means even more.
Yeah, and it's a program that I think gives CNOS tremendous visibility in the community to have those trainers. But it's not only trainers that we see on the sidelines. We often see physicians like Dr. Ryan Meese.
Yep. They are also on the sidelines as well, which is so cool because they seem to take on just kind of like a celebrity status as well. And I think it's really cool when you go in for such a large surgery, like a meniscus tear surgery or a knee replacement surgery, to be able to see those physicians out in the community. They are real people and they care about their community members and their family. And it's really cool to see.
As we near the end of the program, Sarah, how important is philanthropy to CNOS? We see your name on lots of things in the community, especially now some of the sports facilities in our community.
Yeah.
How important is that commitment to Siouxland?
It's really important. You know, we are more than just providing specialty care to the community. We are in support of nonprofits, of children's athletics as well. You know, we have some of our physicians supporting local golf tournaments, which is really cool to see them out engaging with the community members as well. You know, the CNOS Fieldhouse, the arena, just being able to support those and keep those activities close to home so you don't have to travel to Sioux Falls or Omaha, you know, to be able to participate in those programs.
Well, I know I speak for an awful lot of people when I say thank you for that philanthropy, because when my children were young, we really didn't have those facilities like the arena and like the CNOS Fieldhouse at the United Sports Academy in North Sioux City. So we're grateful for that. We appreciate the role that you play. And thanks for spending a little bit of your Saturday morning with us.
Yes, you're welcome, Chris. Thanks for having me. And we appreciate opportunities like this to spread awareness about our organization and others like it.
Well, it's great to meet you. Please tell your husband, Nick, that we say hello.
I will. And
all of your teammates and colleagues back at CNOS.
Yes, thank you.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today, Sarah Roll of CNOS. She serves as the communications director, a St. Paul native who came to the Siouxland region to play golf for Morningside and stayed. We love stories like that. We'll be back with another guest next Saturday morning. Go and make it a great weekend.